Kamala Harris, Trump squad attacks have defiled the office of president. By Ben Q on July 18, 2019. California Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris late-night host Jimmy Kimmel that President Donald Trump's attacks on the four left-wing Democratic congresswomen, otherwise known as the Squad, have defiled the office of the President of the United States. Kimmel asked Senator Harris why she thinks President Trump has targeted the four Democratic congresswomen, namely Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, NY, Ilhan Omar, MN, Rashida Tlaib, ME, and Ayanna Pressley, MA, by suggesting that they leave the United States if they don't love the country. He has defiled the office of the President of the United States, Harris said. This individual believes that his power is to beat people down instead of the real power. Lifting people up, that's why I also called him a coward. Harris went on to compare Trump to the type of predators that she used to prosecute as California's Attorney General, who by their very nature and character and instinct, they prey on the vulnerable, they prey on those they believe to be weak. They prey on those who are in need of help and often desperate in need of help. And this is the kind of characteristic that we see in this president. The interview was Harris's second appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live in a matter of months. During her last appearance, she promised to prosecute the case against Trump even after he leaves the White House. I believe that what voters are going to want is they are going to want that there is someone who has the proven ability to prosecute the case against this administration and this president, she said at the time, without specifying what kind of charges she would pursue. The 54-year-old Democrat has seen a rise in the polls since her last interview with Kimmel. According to Real Clear Politics, she is now averaging 14.3% support following her strong performance in the Democratic debates, still placing her behind fellow candidates Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.